And there's another trade whose future is under threat. This time, that friendly face at the window as you emerge from the bathroom. According to a new report by the British Cleaning Council, who look after the interest of Britain's 80,000 window cleaners, substantial hikes in insurance premiums are threatening their livelihoods, as Mark Hanscombe reports.
So we'll wet the window on.
At the top of his ladder, cleaning the windows of a house in Cockermouth in the Lake District, Andrew Lee wipes his squeegee mop across the glass.
And what I'm doing now is just taking the water off the window, working down. Finishing at the bottom. And then we'll dry off the edges.
For 24 years, he's seen his business expand, starting as a Saturday job where he earned pocket money as a schoolboy, to now employing 18 men and managing substantial domestic and industrial window cleaning contracts for schools, hospitals and local authority premises. But the future viability of his business is now being threatened by the extra insurance costs he's being asked to pay.
Window cleaning firms are facing huge increases in employers and public liability insurance. We've seen our insurance go from £2,500 to just below £10,000 in the last 5 years. And that's £10,000, a lot of windows to clean before we start even thinking about making money. So it's hit the trade quite badly.
On a typical day, a window cleaner will clean up to 250 windows. And if those are on the second floor of a building, he'll go up and down 6,000 feet. That's like going up Ben Nevis twice every day. Portable ladders mean that window cleaning is deemed to be a high-risk profession by insurance companies. 4 window cleaners die every year as a result of falls from ladders. But Andrew Lee blames rising insurance bills on the compensation culture.
Well, we've seen householders and small business people make claims against us that in recent months and years that we've never experienced before. An example would be whereupon once upon a time, if we cracked a piece of guttering, by placing a ladder on it or against it, a little section would be replaced. But just recently we've seen householders, because the colour match hasn't been just right, that they've had their entire gutters replaced, because it's been an insurance claim. We've seen incidences where a ladder's been dropped or somebody's tripped and stumbled against a car and scratched a car wing, and instead of the wing just being repaired and painted, the whole of the front of the car has been painted because he had some stone chips on his bonnet and he kind of swung the lead a little bit and got the insurance company to paint the whole thing.
Segment 1.
And there's another trade whose future is under threat, this time that friendly face at the window as you emerge from the bathroom. According to a new report by the British Cleaning Council, who look after the interest of Britain's 80,000 window cleaners, substantial hikes in insurance premiums are threatening their livelihoods, as Mark Hanscombe reports.
So we'll wet the window on.
At the top of his ladder, cleaning the windows of a house in Cockermouth in the Lake District, Andrew Lee wipes his squeegee mop across the glass.
And what I'm doing now is just taking the water off the window, working down. Finishing at the bottom. And then we'll dry off the edges.
For 24 years, he's seen his business expand.
Segment 2.
Starting as a Saturday job where he earned pocket money as a schoolboy, to now employing 18 men and managing substantial domestic and industrial window cleaning contracts for schools, hospitals and local authority premises. But the future viability of his business is now being threatened by the extra insurance costs he's being asked to pay.
Window cleaning firms are facing huge increases in employers and public liability insurance. We've seen our insurance go from £2,500 to just below £10,000 in the last 5 years. And that's £10,000, a lot of windows to clean before we start even thinking about making money. So it's hit the trade quite badly.
Segment 3.
On a typical day, a window cleaner will clean up to 250 windows. And if those are on the second floor of a building, he'll go up and down 6,000 feet. That's like going up Ben Nevis twice every day. Portable ladders mean that window cleaning is deemed to be a high-risk profession by insurance companies. 4 window cleaners die every year as a result of falls from ladders. But Andrew Lee blames rising insurance bills on the compensation culture.
Well, we've seen householders and small business people make claims against us that in recent months and years that we've never experienced before.
Segment 4.
An example would be whereupon once upon a time, if we cracked a piece of gutter in, you know, by placing a ladder on it or against it, a little section would be replaced. But just recently we've seen householders, because the colour match hasn't been just right, that they've had their entire gutters replaced, you know, because it's been an insurance claim. We've seen incidences where a ladder's been dropped or somebody's tripped and stumbled against a car and scratched a car wing, and instead of the wing just being repaired and painted, the whole of the front of the car has been painted because he had some stone chips on his bonnet and he kind of swung the lead a little bit and got the insurance company to paint the whole thing.